Hello everyone, this is Akila, your training partner in UGC English preparation. In this audio lecture, I'm going to discuss about Rupert Brooke. So let's get started with today's audio lecture. Rupert Brooke, 1887 to 1915. The poet who glorifies war. Rupert Brooke could be called as a person or a poet who glorifies war. He belongs to Bloomsbury Group, famous for group sonnets. He was celebrated as a national hero. His poem, brimming with patriotism, it reflected the hopes and beliefs of a country that had yet to feel the full devastating effects of the war. That is, he wrote poems and he didn't live to see the end of or the result of First World War. So let's move on to his works. The first work is The Great Lover, 1914. The world is full of lovely things. The poem is halfway between a nature poem and a love poem. So according to him, the world is full of lovely things. So it could be seen as between a nature poem and a love poem. The best gift that a lover can give is the whole love itself. There are a few famous lines of this poem. This one last gift I give, that after men shall know, and later lovers far remote praise you, all these were lovely, say he loved. These were the famous lines of the poem, The Great Lover. The second work is The Soldier. It is often contrasted with Wilfred Owen's 1917 anti-war poem, Dulcet et Decorum Est. This poem was written at the beginning of First World War in 1915 as a part of a series of sonnets. This sonnet encompasses the memoirs of a deceased soldier who declares his patriotism to his homeland by declaring that his sacrifice will be the eternal ownership of England of a small portion of land upon which he died. These are the two famous works of Rupert Brooke. This is the end of the audio lecture. All right, now you have a lot of information to observe, so feel free to replay this audio clip to get thorough with the topics. Stay motivated and have fun learning English literature. This is Akila signing off. Until the next audio lecture, goodbye.